Good evening and welcome to the City of Champaign Township meeting for January 10th, 2023. I would note that Councilmember Williams had a death in his family, so he will be out tonight. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Board Member Bruno?
Here.
Fulmer?
Here.
Gladney?
Present.
Dominguez?
Here.
Kyles?
Here.
Pianfetti?
Here.
Williams? Beck?
Here.
Chairperson Finan?
I am also here.
Chairperson Finan, I move that we approve the minutes of the regular board meeting held December 6, 2022.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Do we have any correspondence?
We have none, Your Honor.
Okay, we have a public hearing for the budget, and I'm going to go ahead and open the public hearing. The purpose of the public hearing is that Illinois state law requires that the City of Champaign Township hold a public hearing on its proposed fiscal year 22-23 amended annual budget prior to the adoption of the amended annual budget in final form. In accordance with these state legal requirements, a notice of public hearing, City of Champaign Township amended annual budget, was published in the News Gazette on Saturday, December 10th, 2022, and copies of the proposed fiscal year 22-23 amended annual budget were placed on file at the township offices on December 6th, 2022. I now declare the public hearing open. If anyone desires to make a comment concerning the proposed fiscal year 22-23 amended annual budget for the township, you are welcome to come forward and be recognized. Is there anyone? Okay, seeing no one, I declare the public hearing closed. The township trustees will act on the proposed fiscal year 2022 to 2023 amended annual budget during tonight's January 10th, 2023 township meeting.
Chairperson Finan, I move to approve and put on file summary of expenditure for November 20 of 22.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Chairperson Finan, I move to approve Ordinance 2023-0101, an ordinance amending the FY22-23 budget.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Township Supervisor.
Your Honor, just in summary, this amends the budget to address areas related to our emergency rental assistance program, the purchase of the Strides shelter, which took place early in December, as well as a transfer into our general assistance fund from our administration fund.
All right. So is there anyone in the audience who wishes to address this issue? Any town board comments? Please call the roll.
Board Member Bruno?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Dominguez?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Chairperson Finan?
Yes, the ordinance passes 8-0. Next item on the agenda is the report. Want to move in?
Your Honor, if I may, real quick, I'm sorry. We actually had to write this agenda 30 days prior to the meeting, and so we wanted to put that on there in case it was ready. It's actually not ready. We're still working with our auditors to submit that to the comptroller, so we're going to table that till next month.
Okay, do we need an official motion to table, or can we just defer it?
We should table it officially.
Chairperson Finan, I move that we move to table the Township Comptroller's report until it is ready for review.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. All right, is there any audience participation? Seeing none, are there any town board member comments? Supervisor?
Briefly, Your Honor, I'd like to publicly acknowledge Stride staff who over the last 30 days have been working diligently in the shelter. specifically over Christmas, when, as you recall, it was below zero. A week prior to that cold spell, our staff was preparing our shelter to ensure that we had more than enough beds, and we did. We were able to ensure that we had beds for any of the unhoused that showed up. I'd also like to publicly acknowledge MTD, who, at the spur of a moment, just to ensure that we had enough warm space for individuals, even in addition to homeless, but individuals who were impacted by the cold in other ways, they parked an MTD bus outside of Strides for a 4 or 5 day span to ensure that we had that extra space. They did it willingly, quickly, and happily. So thank you to them. Congratulations to my staff for accomplishing 30 days, and thank you all for your support.
Thank you.
Chairperson Finan, I move we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We are adjourned into the Champaign City Council meeting for January 10th, 2023. I call this meeting to order. I invite you to join me for a moment of silence, followed by the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please call the roll.
Councilmember Bruno.
Here.
Fulmer.
Here.
Gladney.
Present.
Dominguez.
Here.
Kyles.
Here.
Pianfetti.
Here.
Williams. Beck.
Here.
Mayor Finan.
I am also here. We have introduction of employees.
Thank you, Your Honor. It is my pleasure this evening to introduce two brand new employees to the council and to members of the public. The first person who I'd like to introduce is Brock Deer. Brock is the new plumbing and mechanical systems inspector in our building safety division. Public safety is the core of the city's functions, and I think too often we forget that the role that we play in inspecting construction in the city can really assure whether or not we have safe homes, safe businesses, that it's really important that we've got highly skilled people doing these jobs. And so we're really lucky to have Brock, who has had 14 years of experience working for Fred's Plumbing, installing and servicing plumbing. He's been a foreman for the last 5 years. He obtained his plumbing license in 2017. So you have real world experience that is coming to the role of now inspecting and overseeing to make sure that as people are installing plumbing systems in the city, they're doing that properly. And he is looking forward to staying in the trades, but being involved in making sure our city codes are being met. We're really glad to have you. Welcome. The next person I'd like to introduce is Reese Smith. Reese is the newest HR specialist in our Human Resources Department. We like to say that our HR department are the people who take care of the people who take care of our city. And it's a really important function that we have good support in the hiring and support of our employees. Particularly, Reese's role will also include our training of our employees, because we're very proud that we have a highly skilled and well-trained staff, again, to make sure we're delivering the best services possible, and also kind of our systems. Like everything else in the city, we're getting way more tech savvy. We've got a lot of technology and IT systems, and HR is equally embedded in technology, and so that's going to be part of his role. He has his Bachelor's of Science degree from Eastern Illinois University. He has experience with Carl Foundation and Jimmy John's franchise. He has been born and raised in the area, and we are really, really glad to have him as part of our HR team. Congratulations.
All right, Vanna, you're up.
Madam Mayor, I move that we approve the minutes of December 6, 2022 regular council meeting, December 6, 2022 post-council study session, December 13, 2022 special regular meeting, and December 13, 2022 regular study session.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Please call the first council bell.
Council Bill 2023-001, a resolution accepting a proposal for marketing consultant services for Champaign Police Department branding and police officer recruitment.
So moved.
Second.
The purpose of this council bill is to accept a proposal and authorize city manager to execute an agreement with All Star Talent Inc. of Lincoln, California, in the amount of $69,000 for branding, marketing, and police officer recruitment services for the Champaign Police Department. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this issue? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Bruno?
Yes.
Falmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Aningas?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 8-0. We're now at the point of our meeting for audience participation. If there's anyone in the audience who wishes to address the council, please step forward, state your name and city of residence. Please limit your comments to 5 minutes or less. Seeing none, are there any council comments? City manager? Nothing. Vouchers? We don't have any. We don't have any closed session, so we need a motion to adjourn.
Madam Mayor, I move we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Pose same sign. We are adjourned.